This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thanksgiving is over, and now it's time for Christmas. And you're in the holiday spirit. But let me tell you, there are people who are not in the holiday spirit, leftist. They certainly aren't in the Christmas spirit. Oh, they want to get those gifts. They like you right now because they know you've been out there working hard for the money. Bum, 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 bum. And now they want it. And if the government didn't give it to them, they're like, well, it's Christmas time, maybe I'll get that fat check from my uncle or my cousin or my dad or my mom or somebody. Well, they aren't going to earn it or anything. They don't even deserve it. They've had bad attitudes. They should be on Santa's naughty list. You should give them a lump of coal. But you know what you're going to do? You're going to think of them anyway. Because that's how you are. You nice conservatives. You don't want to teach lessons. How dare you teach a lesson? And say, no, you're an anarchist, you're a leftist, you're an anti-capitalist, you're anti-American, anti-whatever. You believe we're colonializing everything or whatever. I'm not giving you jack. Your own kids that go to colleges and get indoctrinated, you're like, well, it's not going to hold it against them. I mean, after all, they're still our kids or whatever. But they're telling you, Mom, you're a capitalist, you and Dad are capitalists, and they're just excoriating you for making money. They're telling you how bad it is. You step on the necks of these people and all this other stuff. You don't like brown people. You don't want to see the brownification of America and all this other stuff, right? And then they go, hey, but I want to get this new car. It's Christmas time. I want to make this down payment on a house. So will you just buy me a house, Mom and Dad? Will you pay for my vacation? Will you pay for my wedding? Will you pay for all my crap? And you go, okay, it's okay. I know you're a total leftist and anarchist and socialist and a Marxist and a communist, but I'll do it. Because, well, hey, you've done well, right? And even though your kid is a socialist, communist, Marxist, anarchist, whatever else, you still want to share. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I don't look at Christmas time as a time for gifts. I look at it for what it means. The risen God is back among us, and we know it because you know why? He affects us every single day. He's impacting you every single day, and you don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I'm not lecturing you. None of us deserve the grace that God shows us each and every day. But you know what we do? We do our best to say, God, we're going to move closer to you, not farther away like these leftists that want to pretend that God is there for them.
Oh, yeah, I believe in a different kind of God. My God, he's like malleable and changeable, like that Constitution, whatever else. I had a guy say to me, well, if the Constitution is written such great, why have there been 27 changes? Meaning there's been 27 amendments.
Oh, yeah, I get it. You want to know why there's changes, leftists? Because every time you write a document, there's a leftist attorney that goes, oh, I got a gotcha for you. All men are created equal, huh? I'm going to make the slaves, the children of my slaves, slaves. Ha, 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 ha. And we go, you know what? We got something for you, buddy. We're going to pass these 13th and 14th Amendments and make sure that you can't do that. So we write in things that protect people. And give them, citizenship. And we did it for blacks. That's what that amendment was about, Mr. Stupid Leftist. You get it? You talked about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Why would you have to put that in there? Because some leftist went, aha, I'll figure out a way to make it, where you can't say something. Or your Second Amendment rights. Or search and seizure and all these other things. But the document was supposed to be perfect. If it's so perfect, why isn't it perfect? Because we have leftists. We wouldn't need jails, for the most part, if we didn't have leftists. You know what you could do with a good conservative? If everybody ran on conservative principles, you could get rid of the jails. You could really get rid of 95% of law enforcement. You could put in these minimum security places, and you could say, okay, you got to go serve out your time, Mr. Embezzler, Mr. Whatever. And you're going to go do your crime. I mean, you'll do your time for the crime. And if you got to serve life, you could serve life with no borders if you had conservatives. You have people that believe the way we believe. Just think about it. But ask yourself, why do you have to have these max, these super max prisons? We don't have, we have prisons with levels, right? We have minimum security, which is where most of us end up. And then you have super maxes. You want to know who fills super max prisons? Leftist. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks, preaching to you about leftism and how these people are. They're scurrilous. But you're in the holiday spirit, and I don't want to ruin that for you. But the left are trying to bring down your tradition of Christmas. And then you're getting through Christmas, and you've got all the people on the list. You want to get the family together. You want to cook. You want to do what you did with Thanksgiving again, except you're going to make the little kids happy with presents and what have you. And then you're going to start preparing to celebrate New Year's, as you should, because you've had one heck of a year, conservatives, particularly compared to the left. Now, they think, oh, we got the house back. Oh, you got back what historically you get back anyway, and you got it back by cheating. But okay, no problem. You got it back. See, they won the house, but you got a lot more. And I'm not talking about the Senate. I'm not talking about all the new judges coming up, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to leave at the beginning of the year. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about you have attitude. And you have panache. So you have a positive attitude about yourselves. Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to gloat. There. Okay. Good enough. See, you know that you are philosophically right. When I'm talking about right, I'm not talking about right as in I'm the right and they're the left. I'm talking about you are philosophically built on truth. And you're happy to be a conservative. Leftists are not happy to be leftists. They hide in the shadows of themselves. Oh, they want to speak out. They know the stupidity of things, but they can't do it. You, on the other hand, are willing to do it. Well, most of us. I think you're starting to get a little bit more of a backbone. But I tell you what you are willing to do. You're willing to call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Even if it fits, you know, if it's a bad situation for you, your kid does something wrong. You don't go, well, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, not my child. Or you don't go, well, you know, I rationalize it because it's my child. No, you go, no, I was wrong. It was wrong. My kid shouldn't have done it. My kid was supposed to get some scholarship to Harvard, and he wrote his sad story, and he said, well, I'm the product of a biracial family. And there were people that were, you know, been gang raped for years and, you know, as sex slaves and things like this. And he was like, I can't believe they didn't give it to me. And I was like, you're just flatly wrong. And I've told that story on the radio, and he knows it. You'd be happy you're a conservative. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talk about Donald Trump exporting excellence on issues of illegal immigration and protecting borders and America first, make America great again, that kind of thing. But it doesn't just end there. World leaders watch Trump on multiple things, and one of them is trade. Now, for decades, leftist politicians on both sides of the aisle, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, because we got leftists who are Republicans, they ignored the obvious. And the obvious is, we've been losing at everything, and certainly trade is one of those things. And earlier in the broadcast, I talked about losing with NATO. We finance NATO. We never demanded that they pay their bills. Barack Obama, oh, I got it. I'll pick it up. Don't worry about it. don't nobody reach for the check, and nobody's reaching for the check. So we've been going around the world fighting all these wars, which, by the way, he argued at some point, I'm going to shut down all these wars, and he never did. Now, when we need to fight, I'm all for fighting. But when we need to mind our business, there can be people fighting across the street, and I'm not going to go and get in the middle of it. Now, if it's a man beating up a woman or something like that, I'll go get in the middle. But if it's two dudes fighting it out, I'm going to keep on walking. I don't care. I'm not going to. So explain to me, why are you guys fighting? There's no reason for me to mediate. Go do what you want to do. If you want to be stupid and fight, fight. I don't see any reason to fight. I've learned how to fight. I've trained to fight. But there's no rationale for me to fight unless it's on your principle. In other words, you attack me or threaten me, threaten people that I love, threaten my property, then I'm going to fight. But other than that, there you can't rationalize in my brain, Kevin, just go out and start a fight. Never have and never will. I don't start any. I've never started a fight. Never. Even when people were like egging me, like, you do something, I'd be like, man, psh, whatever. But if you try to hit me, it's going to be a different thing. But I won't start it. It's a waste of time. And I tell you guys, I've told you on the radio, one of the things I wish I could get back is every hour that I train to learn how to fight, because it was such a waste of time. But in the culture that I grew up in, you better be ready. And I'm glad I did, in the sense that I get to be the person that I am, but I think it's a total waste of time. It would be nice to not have to go to war, but you got to go to war. You better have a military. So anyway, we've been losing in all these areas, whether it's been NATO or the World Bank or the UN and the, you know, humanitarian efforts around the world. Nobody helps America. It doesn't matter. Mount St. Helens could blow up. We're really sorry Mount St. Helens blew up, but we're not going to help you. They don't care because they figure you got it. You guys got it. You're good at it. You're excellent at it. You don't need us. So the world doesn't come to help America. America goes to help the world. So we've got this so-called war on trade. And I ask a very simple question. Did we ever win the war on trade? When did the war begin? And have we ever won it? Did we win any battles? Because it doesn't appear so. I've looked at the trade deficit year after year, and it's always gone up. It went on steroids under Obama. Nobody sounded an alarm bell in Congress or anywhere else to say, look, guys, this trade imbalance is really beginning to get untenable. We need to be putting this money back into our economy. And by the time we got to the worst president in history, the economic horror that is Barack Obama, losing at trade represented the new norm. That's what you do. You lose at trade. Obama's moronic presidency brought about Donald Trump. For that, folks, America can sincerely thank Barack Obama. You're welcome. You're welcome. Because Donald Trump understood the war on trade. And he easily turned America's fortune, or lack thereof, I should say, in trade. Because we were at a misfortune. Now, we are about to start winning on trade. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here's Bloomberg. President Donald Trump is succeeding in making China pay most of the cost of his trade war. That's the conclusion of a new paper from EconPol Europe, a network of researchers in the European Union. U.S. companies and consumers will only pay 4.5% more after the nation, pardon me, imposed a 25% tariff on $250 billion of Chinese goods. And the other 20.5% toll will fall on Chinese producers. This is, they name all the people that were involved in this study. Well, this new paper is correct. China has no way of winning a war against a trade war against the United States. When you have a $375 billion surplus, meaning you're benefiting, you're shipping $375 billion more product. It doesn't matter whether they ship a billion, or let's say they ship $1,375,000,000. $1.375 trillion. I'll get it right. Then it means, and we're shipping a trillion. As we whittle down whatever it is that we're shipping, they lose. Because we get to an end sum game that says, you still have $375 billion. In other words, if we say nobody is shipping anybody product, you know what happens to the Chinese economy? It implodes, man. It gets ugly. $375 billion is a lot of money. So they can't win this war. And for the rest, I looked this up. We've sacrificed over $17 trillion in the last, I think I went back two decades,
in the trade war. We've given other countries the amount of money for our GDP in a year, over 20 years, freely in trade. So the better term for what's happening to us is America's self-imposed trade butt-kicking. Because that's what's been happening to us. We've been getting our butts kicked, and then we've been doing it to ourselves. But Bloomberg, they say the trade dispute between the U.S. and China is showing slim hope of abating as leaders of the two nations prepare to meet in Argentina. But they said they're going to cut American imports of affected Chinese goods by more than a third and lower the bilateral trade deficit by 17%, which is just a bunch of gobbledygook that says that America is going to ultimately get what we want out of this trade war. I love how they use a bunch of fancy stuff to tell us that we are going to win this war. Remember when Trump announced his trade balance intentions, the Chinese reacted and they threatened certain American imports. And I remember soybeans being one of them. And I was thinking, these guys are still believe they're dealing with Barack Obama. Trump is too savvy. Trump has almost $800 billion. I want you to think about this number to bolster up any products that he wants. So if the Chinese go, we're going to attack soybeans, Trump says, fine, attack soybeans. Soybeans, you're going to get a subsidy. What are you going to attack next, China? Because he has $375 billion to play with. Attack whatever you want, because I'm just going to put money on it. And he would actually have money to burn if he put the money towards whatever it is. He'd have money left over. That's how Trump negotiates.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is the CEO of KRUP Radio, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He explains what he saw.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves of the walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And there was the initial earthquake went on for about a minute, to where you could barely stand up, the building shaking violently. Stepped outside, there were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground, flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left, they have a problem with each other, and sometimes we get blessed to see it highlighted, and it happened just recently. So, conservatives, put this one in the win column. Because occasionally you watch leftism implode upon itself, and it is a win for us. There is no way they win. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJ Radio.com, 844-551-8255. Leftism imploding on itself. Different factions. There's probably, conservatively, what, 10, 15 factions. If you really break it down, it's probably 20 to 25, you know, 10, 5 to 10 smaller ones. But there are probably, what, 10 big ones? When I say factions within the left, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about millennials. I'm talking about millennial women, I'm talking about women of color, you know, I'm talking about Latino women, I'm talking about Latinos, I'm talking about blacks, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the LGBT, then you can separate them each, L, G, B, and T, O, and Q, you hear what I'm saying? Then you can look at the black LGBT, the white LGBT, the this, that, and the other. Then there's the white men who sort of fall in a very ambiguous place because they're still white men. But they're eunuchs, sort of, here. So you got all these different factions. And then you've got things like the anti-war people, the higher tax people, you know, the cause folks, the environmentalist, and all that. So, as I said, you've easily got 10 major factions, maybe more, 10 to 15. Then you've got 5 to 10 minor factions. And they're always competing. The only thing they share is a hatred of us. And what's funny, the environmentalists pretend that they care about the earth more than we do. They don't. Women say they care about women more than conservative women or conservatives in general. They don't. They claim they care about blacks. They claim they care about children. They claim they care about animals and you name it. And the fact is, they don't care about any of them to the degree that we do. See, we help every faction that they talk about because we don't look at, you know, the things the way they do. We don't look at people in buckets. We don't look at animals in buckets. We look at what's best for everybody, mankind. And we include animals and plants and beetles and all kinds of stuff, not them. So when I see them go at it, I love it. And that's what happened. Feminism and LGBTism clashed at Eastern Michigan University. EMU. They canceled their production of the Vagina Monologues. And they took the action because of the play's lack of diversity and inclusion. What? Not enough men? Oh, don't be silly. In a world of feminists, there are no men, at least no real men. As it turns out, the problem with the Vagina Monologues, I'm giving you hints along the way, is according to the left, not all women have vaginas. The school's Women Resource Center emailed students of the cancellation of this play following an evaluation of survey responses about the production. The survey respondents opposing a production consistently indicated they were concerned that the play centers on cisgender women, that the play's version of feminism excludes some women, including trans women, and that the overall, the vagina monologue, lacks diversity and inclusion. I'm telling you, if you saw this story, you might have passed it going, come on, whatever. You may have even passed it going, who cares, I never saw it, I ain't going to see it, what's the big deal? In the email, the Women's Resource Center asked if the vagina monologues, which was penned in 1994 by activist Eve Ensler, is, quote, still relevant to modern feminists. I would ask if modern feminists are still relevant to modern feminists, but that's a whole other thing. Anyway, this is what it says. This created a need to ask the question, do we still need the vagina monologues? And are the vagina monologues still relevant to the next generation of feminists? Now, this got me thinking. See, in 1994, when this was penned by this activist, there was nobody that penned the penis monologues. I don't know about you guys. I haven't seen the vagina monologues. But whatever comes out of the vagina monologue, I would say the equal and opposite should be the penis monologue. Wouldn't you want to know what the penis has to say about this thinking show? I do. It says the statement from the center emphasized their goal of, quote, recognizing and celebrating the diverse representation of women. And apparently for them, women now includes biological males. I know, twisted, and but funny at the same time. So we've got to cover this. And it goes on to say this. We feel that making this decision is in line with the Women's Resource Center mission of recognizing and celebrating the diverse representations of women on campus, along with the overall mission of the Department of Diversity and Community Involvement, in which the WRC is housed, of supporting and empowering minoritized students and challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities. And you wonder why your kids learn nothing in college? So, get this. There's a Department of Diversity and Community Involvement. There's a Women's Resource Center. And they support, they believe in supporting and empowering minoritized students and challenging systems and structures that perpetuate inequalities, much like college. So, for example, college perpetuates inequalities because colleges rank themselves and they tell you Harvard is better than community college. They also perpetuate the inequalities by allowing you to take stupid degree plans. For example, you want to be a sociologist. A college should say to you, what are you, ignorant? Why don't you take a STEM class where you won't have to deal with the inequities of society? You may respond back, well, honestly, I'm too stupid to pass the math. And in which they say, okay, great. Then you need to understand you're going to have a degree that is going to make less money. That's going to be your inequality. Now, you can learn math. We can put you in some classes to help you get over it. But if not, then say hello to your low, your little bitty paycheck. But no, they say, oh, it's unfair. And if it's a woman, God forbid, or a woman of color, oh, poor woman of color who's not good at math and is therefore relegated to a lower paying job. You do see how the patriarchal society has led you down this primrose path. Oh, my gosh. But I digress. So, Eastern Michigan University is not alone, folks. They're not the only one that took a stance against the vagina monologues. Both American University, I mean, think about it. American University and Mount Holyoke College panned the play as well. But here's how American University did it. Here's what was interesting. They created a new play. And here's what they called it. Breaking Ground Monologues. The objective, they claim, is to broaden the focus from specifically female genitalia to multiple identities and bodies. So, Mount Holyoke College followed suit. and said, well, why not? Since we're dumping the vagina, let's just make it into what a breaking ground. That's going to be the new name. Instead of it being Vagina Monologues, it's Breaking Ground Monologues. And I wonder, this is just out of curiosity, because I'm always looking at things from a male perspective, does breaking ground include the penis? I find it interesting that colleges and universities showed that play to begin with. If you want to show the play for your gender studies class, fine. But to make this nonsense a feature at any university is disturbing to me. I mean, if you're going to do it, make it even. Show it evenly, the male and the female thing. And again, I get it. If women want something, they go, ooh, this is so interesting. If my vagina could speak, I'm guessing that's what it's about. I honestly don't know. You guys should Google that for me so I could be more informed. Producers, it's your job. Keep me informed. Don't make me look stupid. Now I look stupid. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the show. So, you know, but if I had known more about it, I probably would be clamoring and saying, well, look, I want to hear what the penis would have to say. It's just as interesting. I mean, if you're going to give me your persona of a girl, and this is what I'm just guessing here, but if it's going to be the persona of if my vagina could talk, then I think that and I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not. I hope that my stations, because, you know, I'm on a lot of religious stations. I'm not trying to be crass at all. But if my penis could talk, I think it would have an interesting story as well. Anyway, I love to see these transgender fighting feminists, because this heterosexual male loves to watch sissy fights. But one tweet that I read may have said it best is, transgenderism may destroy feminism faster than the imaginary patriarchal feminists, the patriarchy feminists speak of. But don't believe this tweet, or me for that matter. Look at the evidence. Many stories exist where transgender males dominate women, particularly in sports. And now it appears that sexual identity will soon displace the very essence of woman. Because if you can be a woman without a vagina, fallopian tubes, a uterus, and so on, then what exactly is a woman? Trans women can't birth babies because they are biologically men. So by this definition, men are just women in waiting. Something to think about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The media has a new strategy to go after Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States. Yeah. But he defeats him daily. You should be happy about this. We finally have a politician on our side who knows how to fight these guys. I get the feeling, honestly, that Donald Trump could knock out the media anytime he wants, but he chooses to prolong their agony. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I choose to prolong the agony of leftists, have done it my entire life. I've taunted them. They say mean-spirited things to me all the time. Kevin, we're going to kick your butt. We're going to do all this. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I go right back to taunting them. I got guys that write to me. Yeah, man, you lost your job at Fox. You did this and that. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, mama. I get them back in such clever ways, much more clever than just saying your mama. And it drives them crazy. I used to do that in fights when some tough guy would challenge me. Like, man, you blah, 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 this, that, and the other. When I was a radical, when I would like just jump and be like, what? Okay, you want to fight? All right, so it's on in, right? But instead of just, you know, finishing off these pansy, you know, chumps, I would just slap them. Pop. I mean, I just hit them fast. Pop. And then they look up and I hit them again. Pop. And when they finally got that look in their eye, you know, they would go, oh, shoot. I didn't realize I don't know how to fight. Oh. I would say, uh-huh. And I continue to just prolong it. If your girlfriend was with you, all the better. I was a mean-spirited little Tasmanian devil crossed with a lion. I mean, if you can imagine that union. I'm talking about crossed with a male, big mane lion that had the ferocity of a Tasmanian devil. That's what I was. Oh, by the way, and still am. I just don't, it doesn't come out of me unless I'm bothered by the left. But see, I've seen that look when a person's bit off more than they can chew, and the media has it. You don't need to be messing with people who are trained how to fight, you know, whether it's fighting you in business, fighting you in politics, fighting you in whatever. You better know what you're doing. When I first entered politics, I didn't know anything about it. I brought all the experience I had in other things, but it was kumbaya. I figured if I was talking to a Republican, you know, they would tell me what they were about. Man, you get used. Hey, come take a picture with this radical. Come do something over here. You know, they're just pulling you around because they want you to be in trouble. But let me tell you something. Trump may be the most seasoned political pugilist in American history. Now, you say to yourselves, Kevin, Trump knew nothing about politics. Oh, he knew a little. Yeah, he'd been dealing with politics as a businessman. And I'm not talking about the rules and regulations of running an ExxonMobil. I'm talking about buying a patch of land in the middle of these corrupt urban indoctrination centers known as cities and having to deal with the mafia, the unions. Oh, but I duplicate myself when I say that. The Democrats. Oh, wait. I just duplicate myself. Am I duplicate now? No, I'm triplicate. I triplicate myself when I say that. In other words, the unions, the mafias, the Democrats, politicians, call them whatever you want. It's all corrupt and it's part of the political machine that Donald Trump knew about. He didn't know about it at the big level, the federal level to some degree, but he knew about it at the city level. So he'd been honing his skills, hitting that little speed bag, hitting the heavy bag. You know, throwing kicks and punches, biting, elbows, knees, the whole thing. And so he was ready. And now he's got 2 years under his belt and he understands what it's all about and he's even more ready. And so what does he do? He goes out every single day and he just little by little love taps the media. Pop, fake news, ta-ta. Fake news, this or that, CNN. Ha, Jim Acosta, you lost your clearances. Oh, you got them back? Well, you're going to lose them again in 2 weeks. Pop, pop. I mean, he's just papping them, you know, tapping them. We call them love taps. So Carl Bernstein of the Woodward and Bernstein era, you know, one of these Democrat relics, the guy that went after Richard Nixon, not because Richard Nixon needed to be gone after necessarily, but because he had the big Watergate scandal and Bernstein and Woodward, or Woodward and Bernstein, whatever you want to call it, they broke the story. Both of them big time lefties that hate Nixon, hate the Republican Party, hate conservatives. And so now they bring this relic out because he's got some so-called muscle memory of credibility that's left. Hey, I tell you what, why don't you go dig up Walter Cronkite while you're at it? So Bernstein says that in order to combat Donald Trump, you know what you need to do? You need to selectively edit what he says. Don't play his live streams. Selectively edit what he says. Tape the live streams and pull out what you want. Really, Carl Bernstein? As if that's not what the media effectively does anyway. If you think for 1 second this media is going to let Donald Trump actually tell you what he's accomplishing, you're wrong. Go look at, look, I'm no investigative journalist, but I know when a guy's doing really good work, and Trump's doing really good work. We've documented the many cases, folks, where the media has admitted that they don't even exist without Donald Trump. I thought it was their first step to journalistic sobriety. A piece of crap media. I am the media, and I am anti-Trump, anti-American, piece of crap. Journalistic Hacked Anonymous class says, welcome, piece of crap media. Back in October, Ted Koppel mocked CNN's Brian Stelter for saying the media doesn't need Trump. He mocked them. We played the clip, and Koppel was like, oh, come on, Brian. You must be out of your mind if you don't believe that you need the media. He's like, it's Trump, 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 Trump. And then Stelter comes back and says, well, listen, I understand that our ratings would be down 25 to 30% if we weren't talking about Donald Trump. And Koppel was like, not only would yours not would be down, everybody else's wouldn't be down. You need Trump and you want Trump. And then he goes on to say, your own CEO, Jeff Zucker, said, without Trump, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. Now, how pathetic is that? They have a ton to talk about. They could be talking about the economy. They don't even have to put it in terms of Donald Trump. They could talk about the economy. They could talk about what the Russians are doing. Why have we not heard about Russia in forever? Only thing we hear about is Russian collusion. We don't hear about Jack. We haven't heard about Russia. Anyway, Fox News said this about the subject. Journalism legend Ted Koppel mocked CNN's Brian Stelter to his face on Monday, telling the reliable sources host that CNN ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump. While on stage at the National Press Club for a panel discussion, Koppel attempted to make a point that many media executives admit Trump is good for ratings as viewers on both sides of the aisle tune in to see the round-the-clock drama unfold. Stelter responded by asking, that means what? If ratings are up, that means what? Koppel, who essentially quickly answered, the ratings are up, it means you can't do it without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump. And Stelter says, Ted, that's not true. But look, Koppel isn't the only one saying this. The New Republic wrote of the relationship between Trump and CNN and how it began. And here's what they said. Jeff Zucker has turned CNN into a Trump reality show. The New York Times Magazine has a fascinating profile of Zucker and CNN under Trump. Plenty of juicy details in it, including the fact that Trump considered giving exclusive rights to his inauguration to Fox News, suggesting he's incapable of thinking about politics outside of his own base. This is what this guy's writing. But the biggest takeaway is Zucker realized in 2016 that the network's programming should revolve around Trump's star. And here's what the telling two paragraphs were. It's hard to imagine that either Trump or Zucker would be where he is today without the other. Trump's foray into reality TV gave Zucker a primetime hit when he badly needed one. This is when he was at NBC. Now Trump's foray into politics has given Zucker a big story when he badly needed one. It's a symbiotic relationship that could only thrive in the world of television, where the borders between news and entertainment and even fantasy and reality have grown increasingly murky. As Zucker sees it, his pro-Trump panelists are not just spokesperson for a worldview. They are characters in a drama, members of CNN's extended ensemble cast. Everybody says, oh, I can't believe you have Jeffrey Lord or Kayleigh McEnany. But you know what Zucker told me with some satisfaction? They know who Jeffrey Lord and Kayleigh McEnany are. What he's saying is, when I bring the reality of Donald Trump to my network, people who are willing to stand up for him, those are my best shows. Those are my highest rated shows. CNN understands the need for Trump, folks, even though they remain solidly anti-Trump. So that said, CNN's not going to take Bernstein's advice. If they believe they can selectively record Trump press conferences and parse them later, they're delusional. Trump will put them out of business. And this is what I like about this guy. He knows how to manage the media.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.